Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Yeah. Mic check, yeah. Yeah. Ice up. Yeah. Indies. Yeah. Matic. Conscious. Don't endanger us. It's too many, it's way too much. Been through shit, can't make it up. Work a couple jobs, ain't make enough. Turn to the pad and the pen, they love. Yeah. It's the year 2015, and I'm working at Party City. Still trying to make it in the hardest city. Went through a breakup, but my heart is with me. Soul still full, but I'm feeling empty. Checking my phone, seeing what they sent me. I'm all out too, but I'm home mentally. I need something else, it's the early 20s. Yeah, clock in and out, now I'm at a desk job. Then I got sent to the warehouse. It was feeling like Best Buy. Being dubbed was the best ride. Had a few shows here and there. Rehearsed at the sweatshop. From a bus stop to a train stop. Told myself can't be in the same spot. Met a co-worker, yeah, and his name was James. Showed a young boy how to maintain. Now I figured out how to make a way. Job closed down, but I wasn't fazed. Got off my ass and we spilt our pain. Years go by and we here to stay. A part of the game ain't come to play. Commit my sins, then wash away. Said pain, go away. Please come back another day. Rest my head down where I lay. Release my stress out from this J. Pain, go away. Please come back another day. Rest my head down where I lay. My stress out from this. Don't endanger us. It's too many, it's way too much. Been through shit, can't make it up. Work a couple jobs, ain't make enough. Turn to the pad and the pen they love. Yeah, don't endanger us. It's too many, it's way too much. Work a couple jobs, ain't make enough. Turn to the pad and the pen they love.
I keep waking up. Can't really sleep cause I think too much. I don't really share what I'm thinking of. Thoughts running wild, so I roll it up. I don't really do too much linking up. Stay to myself, I'm an introvert. All I really do is just record and work. No breaks in, feeling overworked, but I'm more alert. It's the year 2016. Me and bro, yeah, we plotting on big dreams. Got married to my high school sweetheart. Fast forward, dad looking for his green card. Immigration trying to send him to the big yard. Cry tears, yeah, that shit really hit hard. Now we about to go hard, trying to live large. Can't stop till we all see the big dog. Remember days I was working on Fifth Ave. Thinking back like, damn, I need a big bag. Walking past all the stores looking big mad. Now I'm thankful for the blessings that I do have. Walk through, now they looking like who them. We the wave, now they tying down a do-rag. Pop tag, don't brag, we don't do that. Stay down, stay real, yeah, true that. Ay.
If you knew what we've been through, how far we came and how we grew. Been through this, ain't nothing new. Just us two, ain't got no crew. If you knew what we've been through, how far we came and how we grew. Been through this, ain't nothing new. Just us two, ain't got no crew.
Don't endanger us. It's too many, it's way too much. Been through shit, can't make it up. Work a couple jobs, ain't make enough. Turn to the pad and the pen they love. Yeah.
What's going on out there? It's Mike Styles, and I'm back with another one. And like we always do about this time, I want you to make sure that you download and share this for me. I appreciate it. The opening song that you heard is Can't Make It Up by ISO Indies. I think they're available on SoundCloud. I know they're on Spotify for sure. But make sure that you check them out. And thanks for checking me out. So, yeah, let's talk about this thing called envy, right? And I wanted to talk about this after reading about an incident that took place here in Las Vegas, actually about 5 minutes from my house, maybe. So that was kind of close. But there was a situation that happened where high school basketball star and McDonald's All-American basketball team member Aaliyah Gales was shot 10 times at a house party. And the reports, they're saying that she, along with a few others, were injured after, I guess, a dispute or something happened, you know, inside the home. And I'm not sure, you know, that she was targeted or not. But I wouldn't, you know, say that she wasn't, because, I mean, that is a possibility. You see, this young lady, she's 18 years old, and she's committed to play ball at USC. And so it's well known, and she's well known. And, you know, it's tragic, you know, because there are envious people, you know, walking among us, and they'll go at you know, they'll go to great lengths to try to, you know, destroy what you got going on. And we've seen how a lot of these stories have played out before, and usually they don't have any good endings, you know. But she's expected to recover, and those involved that were injured, they're expected to recover, and hopefully all goes well for them. So, but, you know, I just wanted to kind of get into this, you know, talking about this whole envy thing and the envious mindset, because, like I was saying, there are a lot of envious people walking around out here. And for whatever reason, you know, they find it upsetting when other people are making improvements and making successful gains, you know, in their lives. And, you know, they're miserable with their own lives, and they'll try to put that energy out into the world. And they walk around with this attitude where they feel that their life isn't going the way they want it to go for them. So they don't want your life, you know, to go the way that you want it for yourself. And I just think that the envious mindset is just such a bullshit mentality to have, where somebody's willing to destroy somebody else because they're not happy with the way things are going for themselves. And it's a very dangerous thing to deal with. But why are so many people out here? Why are they so envious of others? This dissatisfaction of self, it can and it has destroyed a lot of lives. For someone to be that hateful because of an opportunity that they don't have for themselves is just something that I can never really understand. You have this young woman who has laid the foundation towards having a beautiful future, only to have somebody come along and just try to destroy that. And to go to such an extreme reaction, like shooting somebody, you know, that's just insane to me. But unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. But there's just no reason that you can put behind, you know, behind it to justify it. Envious people don't realize that maybe they can do some of the same exact things as this young woman did, and have some of maybe those same successes. You know, if you wanted to play ball or something and get you a scholarship and all that good stuff, you could do that too. You know, you just got to put in the time and the effort, you know, and the work. But it's just a shame, because now whoever did this, they've ruined their life. And at the moment, police haven't found or identified, you know, who was responsible. But, you know, with this thing called envy, it's real, and it could lead to some dangerous situations. When you recognize that you're dealing with an envious person, do your best to keep your distance. Don't engage in the negativity and all the drama that comes with it. Now, I'm not familiar with all the details of what led up to the shooting, but again, for somebody to get shot 10 times, you know, she wasn't hit in the head or torso or anything like that, which, you know, that makes me believe that she was a target of an envious person or group that maybe knew about her future plans and what she had planned on doing in terms of basketball. And that's just the mindset that, again, envious people walk around with, you know. They say stuff like, oh, well, they think they're better than everybody because they got this or they got that. or oh, they think they're such big shit because they're going to the NBA or the NFL. Well, I have to knock them down a notch and put them in their place. That's stuff that I actually heard people say. I've heard people say things like that before. And they say these things when there's no actual evidence to make it true. It's just a bunch of, preconceived thoughts. You know, people envy what they don't have. And in certain environments, that mentality can lead into violence. You know, normally we would probably think that it's okay to confront somebody, you know, about their envious ways. But in today's climate, man, I just find it best to kind of distance yourself from them as best as you can. There's nothing wrong with walking away. Understand that when someone is envious of you, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. It has everything to do with, you know, their shortcomings and everything to do with, you know, them feeling inadequate. But also, we have to understand that envy comes in two forms. You have benign envy and malicious envy. And the way I look at it is that benign envy is something that you use to motivate you or something that you use to better yourself. You might see the person that's successful and use that as fuel to reach and possibly surpass their level of success. But on the other hand, we have malicious envy, which I think we see more of, in our lives. With malicious envy, that occurs when you think or feel that the envy individual doesn't deserve his or her advantage or whatever they got, you know, going on for themselves. Malicious envy is just destructive. And people with that way of thinking, they'll attempt to bring you down even at the expense of destroying themselves and their lives. It's that whole crabs in a barrel type of thing. I can't make it out, so you're not going to make it out. And that's what we have. And again, the end results are never anything positive. It's like that old saying, misery loves company. Some people take comfort and find reassurance in the fact that others are suffering and miserable too. They can never just go away in the corner and be alone with their miserable selves or their miserable group and just be okay with being miserable. It's like a disease and they have to spread it. And they take great pleasure in sabotaging and destroying the happiness and success of others. So you got to keep that type of energy away from you. Keep it away from you and your circles, because there's no good that comes from it. And the consequences can be lethal in some situations. And if you're someone who has something good going for yourself, keep an eye out for those with the envious mindset. Learn to recognize the behaviors associated with it. Don't allow yourself to get pulled into the bullshit. So that's all I got to say on this one, man. That's been this episode. You know, I just wanted to talk about that. You know, it's been on my mind, and it's just heartbreaking to read and hear, you know, stories like that. Because you got somebody out here with just envy, malicious envy in their souls, and they decided to do something to somebody because of what they don't have. And hopefully whoever did this, hopefully they're taken off the streets, because who knows what else this person might be capable of at this point. So take care. Stay safe. And I'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.